using the beginning farmer programs to get started. I'm Danielle Drotzman with your farm news update. Getting youth involved in agriculture is so important, whether that's through 4-H, FFA, or just getting involved with a neighbor farm. It plants the seed in kids, and it can really get the spark going. Not everybody has the same opportunities, but everybody does have the same chance to go and talk to your local FSA office. They have lots of programs to help out the beginning farmer and help get you started if that's something you're interested in.
You know, you said it. We want the young people to come back to agriculture all over our region, all over the country, and anything we can do to help them and make a difference and make sure that they have that opportunity to stay on the farm, whether it's the next generation on their home farm or stepping in and partnering with an older producer who maybe didn't have their own kids come home. And so anytime we can connect those folks and keep agriculture kids home that want to make a difference, that want to raise the food for the next generation, we will do what we can to help them with that. The Beginning Farmer Program, you know, as you know, Danielle, it's one of my favorite. I love to talk about it. It helped us get started a long time ago as a sixth generation on our family farm. And so I always encourage people to at least go learn about it if you think you might. It does take time to apply for that or any of our FSA loans. You know, sooner is better. So even if you're not quite ready to take the leap to purchase possibly some land, go in and talk to the office and learn about it so that you understand what you need to complete so that when you are eligible and you're ready to go, you can take advantage of these programs.
And that's Hillary Miracle, Nebraska FSA State Executive Director. And to look into some of the programs or just to learn more information, she says,
check into our local offices or they can always learn more at fsa.usda.gov.
And with your farm news update, I'm Danielle Drotzman.